This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I refuse to succumb to the lie. I'm talking about the lies we get told every single day in this country by leftists. They want you to feel bad for being conservative. They want you to feel bad for protecting babies, having Christian values, Judeo-Christian values, religious values, whatever they may be. You want to be a good human being. You want to play by the rules. Look at you, you troll. How dare you? Every time you want to do it fair, you want to do it the right way, there's somebody out there going, get him. A sucker. That's the one at the table we all collude against. Look, I know how poker works. Everybody for himself and God for us all. But can you imagine if you're the guy at the poker table and everybody's against you, including the dealer? You think you could win? I'm talking everybody. They're tipping each other's hands off. The dealer's dealing from the bottom of the deck. You think you're going to win? You're there like, oh, hey, just coming in from the hills of Kentucky. And I want to play some cards. And they're like, okay, we got you. Everybody's against you. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I know I'm putting you in some difficult scenarios to make you think about what's going on in your life, giving you some metaphors and some simile and some all these other, I don't know what else, but I'm giving you food for thought, other ways to think about your situation. And I'm asking you, could you win if everybody was playing against you, including the dealer at poker? Is there any way you could win? And the answer is no. And that's what's happening with us. We talk about playing chess.
Oh, we're playing chess and they're playing checkers.
Play poker. See, in chess, there is no bluff. You know the moves or you don't. The opponent sees your move. In poker, they don't know when you're bluffing. And government is the best poker player on the planet. They got all the cards. They hold all the cards. They deal you your cards. That is, unless you make sure that dealer isn't dealing from the bottom of the deck. You make sure that dealer is a fair dealer. That's all we're trying to do. Isn't that all you want is a fair deal? So glad you guys are with me. So glad that, a handful of people, I don't know how many, I don't even look daily on who joins to be one of our 500 warriors to support what we do to make sure that we stay alive. I don't look every day. I don't check the mail every day. I mean, I'm like a prisoner. I got to wait for the warden to bring this up to me. But I do know this. Every time we go, there is a surprise. There's somebody that's done something nice for our organization. And I thank you for that. Because to be in somebody's thoughts and prayers, I don't know how the left think about it, but for me, to be in somebody's hearts and prayers just warms my spirit. When my buddies call me, my college friends, and say, Kevin, we want you to come meet our family. Do you know this? I'll tell you this. These guys, I did not know these guys had other brothers. These are guys I've known for decades. We went to college together, and, that was our time together. And then they went off to serve in a nuclear program. And on two different nuclear subs. And, we're friends for life. But do you know, I knew nothing about their family. I mean, I'm just telling you how busy you are. We meet in college. Craig and I are in same classes together for the most part and are getting our electrical engineering degrees. And we spend time together. I knew his girlfriend at the time who became his wife, Karen. I knew of his older brother, Dale, because he was ahead of us in class. Met him once or twice, maybe. But that's it. But we have a lifelong friendship, and I did not know that they had a brother, that had other family. I mean, I know they have family, but you know what I'm saying? You don't even know what you don't know. What a revelation. And I wasn't going to get the opportunity to meet him, but my mother-in-law got ill, deathly ill, almost died. We'll do it again, fellas, I promise. But anyway, the point I'm making is I'm glad we're able to fellowship. And, you know, and even if we, I remember when Dale came through, Craig came through St. Louis and we took him to a steakhouse. You know, that bit of time just to reconvene and reconnect. It's amazing, man. I love it. Absolutely love it. Anyway, we're talking about the various nonsense that we're faced with every day. I want to play a clip from Fareed Zakaria. Oh, can't play it. My producer says it's too long for the time we've got left. But here's what we're going to talk about this hour. I'm going to expose to you the left in all their glory on things like global climate change, on Christianity, on going after Donald Trump, on education, etc. And we're going to blow gaping holes into everything that they say and do, because guess what? That's all. What else can you do? What else can you do? Let's do this one. This is, I don't know if we have, do we have time for Jim Jordan when he's talking about SpaceX? Yeah, let's play that one.
You're suing, I just want to cut to the chase. You're suing SpaceX because they hired too many Americans, too many citizens. Not enough people who are refugees or people who've been granted asylum.
This investigation.
And you waited to sue. This investigation started 3 years ago. I know the facts. It started 3 years ago. And yet you bring the lawsuit after Mr. Musk purchases Twitter, now X. Is that right?
We apply the laws that this body gave us without fear or favor.
And Mr. Musk, his assertion is that they're dealing with national security type information at SpaceX. And that's why he's even posted this before you brought the lawsuit. He said this. That's why they focus on hiring people who have a green card or are American citizens. And you guys say this is something we need to go after. SpaceX, because they're not hiring enough Americans, and we need to charge Ava Edel, 87-year-old concentration camp survivor. That's what the Justice Department and the Biden administration needs to do. But, oh, by the way, we don't know anything about Missouri v. Biden. We didn't weigh in on the issue where a governor of a state told the citizens there, American citizens, you cannot exercise your Second Amendment rights contrary to the law, contrary to what the Supreme Court has said, and you're trying to tell us today that the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department, is not political. Frankly, I find it almost laughable that you're making that argument, because anyone with common sense and any objectivity can see you guys are definitely political.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Jim Jordan's talking about they won't go after New Mexico, who's trying to take away the Second Amendment rights of its citizens by saying, look, we're going to tell you when you can have a gun and when you can't, what guns you can, and all this. I don't know if you've seen this, but you're going to go after SpaceX for hiring American citizens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about getting used to the obvious, how the left has trained us to have this idea around, oh, well, this is the new normal. This is the way you should be thinking about all these stupid issues, and the one I want to cover right now is climate farce. Here's John Kerry telling us that humanity is at fault for killing humanity. And, of course, it's climate change. It isn't volcanoes. It isn't mudslides, tornadoes, tsunamis, or earthquakes. No, it's you, evil people, in your cars.
Despite a vast array of facts, beyond any shadow of a doubt, of any reasonable doubt, despite thousands of scientists accumulating hard data all their lives, and without a single piece of peer-reviewed documentation to the contrary, we are again witnessing another moment in which the persuasive force of evidence, and with it, Earth's future, hangs in the balance. All because some extremist political voices, holdout nations, and vastly vested interests have declared war on facts and science. all because they distort for political and personal gain what science and common sense dictate we humans must do in order to put our house in order. These interests would actually choose a destructive status quo over the opportunity to build a clean energy economy which can rescue our future, put millions of people to work, and leave us all safer, stronger, more secure. Without facts or economics on their side, they flatly deny what is happening to our planet and what we must do to save it. They incite a movement against what they falsely label climate change fanaticism, as they conveniently forget that the dictionary definition of a cult is the dismissal of facts in devotion to a lie. And while they refuse to accept the facts behind increasingly obvious damages, which the First Minister listed, they lash out at the truth tellers instead and label indisputable evidence as hysteria. They compound the already difficult challenge of the climate crisis by promising to do more of exactly what created this crisis in the first place. So now, humanity is inexorably threatened by humanity itself.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do you really want me to go into this? Beyond a shadow of reasonable doubt. Really? Has this man looked at the data that has been fact? It's been forged. It's been bought and paid for. There was a meme that said something along the lines of climate change, you know, getting all that these scientists have been paid for. And here's what I'll tell John Kerry, and I'd be willing to argue this with anybody. Show me the guy who says he believes in climate change. I'll show you a guy who got a fat check. And I'll show you that he probably didn't even agree with it beforehand. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. See, they're convenient with their information. Here's what John Kerry tells you. There's no peer-reviewed documents. Why? Because if you peer-review any of these BS so-called facts of his, you're ostracized. You're banished. He says, there's nothing that's contrary to this. And I would argue, hey, John, what about history? What about the history of the hysterics of every one of you saying that in 10 years we're all going to be dead? In 20 years, in the 1970s, the polar ice cap will melt. We're all going to burn to death in the 90s. Show me one of them that came to be true. And you know what they do when you call them out?
Well, it's because we implemented the plan in order to not let it happen.
Yeah, you really think you're that big with Earth? That's what Al Gore said. If it hadn't been for all they did, that's what would have doomed us. But they implemented enough to stop it. And John Kerry says there's a war on facts and science. Now, these are the same people that tell you that men can be women, and they tell you to get a death poke when they know that the science is completely contrary to what they tell you. But he says science, and then I love this part. They're doing it for, you ready, political and personal gain. We've gone through this before. What do you have to gain? I don't know about you. I'm not making any money when I tell people I'm not going to buy into paying more for weather. Look, I'm already buying. I'm paying for water. I'm paying for air. I'm not paying for weather. Now, we already are. You know, I say that and they stick it in everything. So we are paying for it, but I'm sick of paying for it. Why doesn't the water come out of my tap like it is in a bottle? Have you ever asked yourself that question? You pay for it. We pay for all kinds of filtration and all this stuff. Why is that water coming out of the tap not as good as what I can go buy at a grocery store? It used to be. I don't know. I was convinced it was. Here's what he goes on to tell you. It's a destructive status quo. This green energy will make us safer. Let me tell you something. Brownouts and blackouts don't make you safer. They make the world much more dangerous. He goes on to talk about no facts or economic support our stance on it. He's exactly wrong. Let me put it to you a different way, folks. You ready for this? Everything this man said is exactly the opposite. I know. Hard to believe. Leftism is giving you everything you should be touting. Whatever he said was everything against green energy. There's no economics to justify. Nothing. The mining of coke, the materials, none of it. And still having to use the grid, and I could go on. Battery life, storage life, none of it. You want to have a nice little electric car to have fun with? Fine. But when the cake hits, when the crap hits the fan, I want an electric motor vehicle. I mean, an internal combustion vehicle. Then he gets mad. He says, we've incited a movement. The cult is dismissal of facts and a devotion to a lie. Who's the cult? Are you stuck in a cult? Let me ask you, if you leave us, if you call my show today and say, Kevin, you know, I'm struggling with this whole idea of conservatism. I go, I don't understand why, but, you know, good luck with wherever you end up. He says, we lash out at the truth tellers. Who lashes out at the truth tellers? Being honest, who does it? You already know the answer. They have names for us. He says we give them names, knowing that they're the ones that give us names. I just want you to understand, folks, we live in bizarro world. They want you to get used to the obvious. They want to take your money because of some absolutely insane idea, and they say you're the one that is not taking advantage of this indisputable evidence. And he says, we frame it as hysteria. We frame it as hysteria because it is. It's a money grab, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it in everything that we do. From Hunter Biden to his crooked daddy to the crooked DOJ to all these people that want you to believe lies. When we come back, we're going to talk about another obvious lie. And this is the lie of education.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in a CNN town hall in Iowa last night and took as many shots at Donald Trump as he could possibly take. More than 190 governments at the United Nations Climate Conference have agreed for the first time to transition away from fossil fuels. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. He was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. They've also lowered the likelihood of a recession to approximately 41%. A Government Accountability Office report says government agencies are already using AI, but there are 1,000 more potential uses for it. Corey Myers, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Success in school sports depends on a whole range of factors, including how hard you work and coaching and access to really good resources and facilities. And trans students participate in sports for the same reason as their kids, because it is fun, because it creates belonging and community, because it teaches so much about persistence and leadership and discipline, unless they learn to lose gracefully, hopefully. And often they learn to win with dignity, hopefully. They learn to do the sort of work that means you have higher grades and stay connected to school. I want every kid to have that chance, to have the chance to play.
Welcome, folks. That was a crazy leftism there. And what Fatima Goss Graves was saying is this. She was saying that trans kids need to experience in sports what non-trans kids do. And she's acting as if trans kids can't play sports. Nobody cares that trans kids are playing sports. What they want is for them to play in the sport of their birth gender. Now, I know that freaks out the left, but that's all they want. Play your sport in your birth gender. Look, you've heard me say this before. There's no cry from the left on these transgender girls who become guys. You know, they want to just play with the men. You'll never hear that battle cry. But you'll certainly hear it when guys become girls. And what we're saying is make it fair. I just want you to understand what you're dealing with when you're talking about leftism, folks. The internal wars. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That's not what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about edumacation. And I want to play a clip because this is from Fahid Zakaria, or Zaharia, I think that's his name. Is it Farid? I'm sorry, Farid Zakaria. And he has figured it out. Now, this is a CNN guy or an MSNBC guy, a leftist. I've heard him multiple times. He's a leftist. But you know what happens to leftism? You eventually have to face a reality. And this is what's happened to Farid Zakaria. Here's the clip.
Here's my take. When one thinks of America's greatest strengths, the kind of assets the world looks at with admiration and envy, America's elite universities would long have been at the top of that list. But the American public has been losing faith in these universities for good reason. Three university presidents came under fire this week for their vague and indecisive answers when asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate their institutions' codes of conduct. But to understand their performance, we have to understand the broad shift that has taken place at elite universities, which have gone from being centers of excellence to institutions pushing political agendas. People sense the transformation. As Paul Tough has pointed out, the share of young adults who said a college degree was very important fell from 74% in 2013 to just 41% in 2019. In 2018, 61% of those polled said higher education was headed in the wrong direction, and only 38% felt it was on the right track. In 2016, 70% of America's high school graduates were headed for college. Now that number is 62%. This souring on higher education makes America an outlier among all advanced nations. American universities have been neglecting a core focus on excellence in order to pursue a variety of agendas, many of them clustered around diversity and inclusion. It started with the best of intentions. Colleges wanted to make sure young people of all backgrounds had access to higher education and felt comfortable on campus. But those good intentions have morphed into a dogmatic ideology and turned these universities into places where the pervasive goals are political and social engineering, not academic merit.
Say what? Yeah, folks. These are lefties. Looking at their creations, the things that they've started, the chaos they created decades ago, back in the 1970s when they introduced critical race theory and they under the guise of critical theory. And look where we are now, decades later. And now they're what have we done? Oh my goodness. America's greatest strength was our universities. And it's funny, I'll tell you this, this is probably going to blow some people's minds. Growing up, the only goal for me, my grandparents drilled this into us, was get to college. They didn't understand the college system. I didn't either. I was probably 40 years old before I really understood the college. I didn't know that a university was made up of colleges. I just want to explain to you how little people know. I didn't realize that there were research universities that worked with pharmaceutical companies. They get grants and they put things together. You know, they work on all this different stuff. Generally speaking, it's made around science, you know, mathematics, things like that. So they work with NASA. They work with the think tanks. And I could go on. So I didn't even realize. I just thought you go, you get your degree, you're done. When I was at SMU, we had a doctor, he was in our metallurgy area, like semiconductor stuff. I didn't know this at the time, but and I'm going to get the numbers wrong, but they said he was something like 60 to 70% of the money we received in the engineering school was from his work. Chinese guy. 60 to 70%. Everybody wanted to know what he was going to do next. He was apparently, you know, guru level. And I didn't realize the big medicine, you know, the machinery that goes into medical technology, things like that. They work with these universities. Look, think about robotics. How much do you think MIT has worked with companies in robotics? How closely do they work with the military? What about programmers in the CIA, etc.? Remember, I don't know if you saw the movie Good Will Hunting. This guy was a savant. The CIA, the NSA, they came and said, you should come work with us in crypto. Things like that. I didn't realize it. For black folks, man, it was just, man, I'm going to go to college to get a degree. And that was it. They didn't care whether it was in biology or if it was in, you know, monkey theory. Go get a degree. We didn't have a plan. There are people that know going to college is a plan. I want to get on a track to where I can, you know, get into politics. I want to be the next big economist or whatever. And they know what that track generates. Let me just put it to you this way. Understand what this system is. It started out correct. It started out, that's how America industrialized the world. And we're still the leading patent getter, I believe, in the world. And you've heard me talk about the Jews being per capita by far having more patents than anybody else. But then he goes on to say, the college system, the university system, which had good intentions of bringing minority people into the system and doing it the right way, it fell short. And I go back to this. I believe that you introduce a young black hip-hop kid into your company, he's going to look for innovation. He's going to find ways to make your company different, better. He is, you know, Little Richard to Pat Boone. But what he won't have is the background. It's not going to be in his lineage. Now, we might get lucky and have some geniuses here and there, but it's not going to be something he watched his daddy do, things like that. That's what has to change in the country. That's what Seeking Educational Excellence does, our nonprofit. We're looking, how do you create these kids that think the way the Jews think? You think you're going to do it organically? We were working to bring inner city black kids to Israel so they could see how the Jews do it. That thinking, it's generational for them. Go learn it. That's what I wanted them to do. We still are, by the way. We're still going to execute on that. But I'm saying, I have so many Jewish friends, and I talk to them all the time. And you know what I find about my Jewish friends? They are steeped in history. They know it. They come from whole families. They follow in the footsteps of their fathers and their mothers in some instances. It's a very smart way to go. Read, I don't know what it's called, The Outliers, where you learn something, 10,000 hours. That book was so informative of how the Jews decided, here's how we're going to improve our lot in life. And they went about it strategically. Everybody can do it, but it takes hard work. And if you're going to do it generationally, people have to understand that this is what we're going to do. I don't even know if the black race can figure it out. But somebody needs to at least try. We certainly have in my family. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got some interesting stuff coming this way, this segment, but I want to play a couple of clips of some of the craziness that goes on in the left and leftism, where they want you to get used to the obvious. And we just finished, well, earlier I talked about climate farce, but I forgot that we had this clip from Hillary Clinton. So here's Hillary Clinton. Then we're going to play a few others just to set the stage for how stupid things have gotten. And I think you'll get the picture. By the way, before we do that, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let's start the clips.
We're seeing and beginning to pay attention and to count and record the deaths that are related to climate, and by far the biggest killer is extreme heat. I mean, even in Europe last summer, which has the ability to count and figure out what happened, They recorded 61,000 deaths because of the heat in Europe. We don't have that kind of number yet from Africa, Asia, Latin America, but we know and estimate that we probably could measure about 500,000 deaths. And the majority of those are women and girls, and particularly pregnant women.
Can I just break in here for just a second and tell you, does she even realize how stupid this sounds? Does she even realize how racist her statement was? She says, in countries where they have the ability to count, like in Europe, they've registered 61,000 deaths. But in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, did you hear that? Maybe you didn't catch it. Let me just play that piece. You tell me, is this Hillary Clinton telling you that the white world can count, but the other world can't?
We're seeing and beginning to pay attention and to count and record the deaths that are related to climate, and by far the biggest killer is extreme heat. I mean, even in Europe last summer, which has the ability to count and figure out what happened, they recorded 61,000 deaths because of the heat in Europe. We don't have that kind of number yet from Africa, Asia, Latin America, but we know and estimate that we probably could measure about 500,000 deaths.
Yeah, Hillary, maybe after they learn how to count. See, if a Republican said something that stupid, you'd be hearing about it. But what does she do? She goes on. She gives you the estimate, 500,000. Let us white folks count for you, you people of color. We'll give you the estimate. Oh, and here's another data point. They're women. It's mostly women and girls. It's not women and children. No, little boys, they figure it out. But the little girls, they don't figure it out. And, oh, you know what else? It's a subset of women. It's pregnant women. But it's probably, I'm gonna go out on a limb here for Hillary. It's probably pregnant women carrying girls, not carrying boys. Because, no, those women would be able to figure it out. That's the kind of nonsense that these people talk about. And they get away with it. Here's Quentin Folks. He doesn't realize that he screwed up in trying to sell Bidenomics. He's one of Biden's spokespeople.
A lot of times we're hearing that African Americans are not feeling it. They go to the gas station, they go to the grocery store, the cost of butter is high still. What is the Biden strategy to both lower that, but also to address the sentiment that inflation is not necessarily going down and they're not feeling it?
Yeah, look, I think we have to do multiple things at one time, right? I think, as you all have probably seen our advertising on air, it's extremely important that we help Americans draw that contrast between what is happening in the economy and the president. It's extremely important that we continue to tout inflation numbers as they continue to drop, that we continue to tout jobs reports when they continue to show more jobs created. Joe Biden has created 14 million jobs, 800,000 really good-paying manufacturing jobs. We have to continue to beat that home. But at the same time, the premise of your question, I completely understand as well, which has to marry what people are feeling. But I also think that it's really important to remind the American people where they were, 4 years ago before Joe Biden took office. And so while we do from the campaign try our best not to just sort of go back to the doom and gloom of COVID and all of that, it is extremely important to remind the American people how Donald Trump and the Republicans completely wrecked the economy.
Oh, not quite the way that should have gone over, right? This is a reporter saying, hey, it sounds like a white girl, saying, I don't think you people are buying into Bidenomics. How are you going to address the psyche? Because we can see it. We see the numbers. We see the polling. And you know what the first thing his brother says? Advertising. Let's make them believe it. Let's put them in a chicken commercial with some Coke 45 and some Red Kool-Aid, and let's have them dancing, and let's get Snoop Dogg to narrate, and we'll get these silly Negroes, we'll get them. Don't worry about them. The contrast between what is happening. And I love here, I don't know if you caught this. He says, we will do jobs reports, and we show when inflation's coming down. What he's telling you is, we're not going to tell you when it's going up. We're not going to tell you when it's holding steady. We're only going to tell you when it's going down. Down to what? Well, he says it's a contrast between Biden and Donald Trump. And you've got to marry people. He says, understand, we've got to marry what we think to what people are feeling. We got to figure out how to do that. And how are we going to do it? Well, the best way is to remind them of the good old days. See, the whole of Biden's administration are brainwashed into believing that Biden's doing a good job. All the evidence is to the contrary. Does it matter? Nope. We're going to move on. Romney made a comment, and it's an idiotic comment, but you need to hear the clip, and we'll chat about it for a little bit. We don't have much time in this segment, but I want you to hear the crazy leftists, because this is how you arm yourself. When you're talking to them, or maybe when you get a news story and you're like, oh my gosh, Kevin, you panic. Don't panic. Here's Romney.
Let's turn now to the 2024 race as you bring up former President Trump. Why haven't you endorsed a candidate yet, Senator, and do you plan to do so?
Well, because if I endorse them, it would be the kiss of death. No, I'm not going to do that. Maybe I should pick. Shall I endorse the person I like least right now? I'm not going to be endorsing President Trump, obviously. I've made that very clear. Look, Chris Christie has done a terrific job so far. I think his being in the race has kept Donald Trump from coming to the debates. Because I think Donald Trump recognized if he went to the debate with Chris Christie would reveal him for what he was, and Trump would be badly hurt, so he stayed out. But Nikki Haley, she's rising. Right now, I think she's the only one that has a shot at becoming the nominee other than President Trump. It's a long shot in her part, but she's the one that has a shot. So we'll see.
Do you think it's time for other candidates, not Nikki Haley, since you think she's has the momentum right now, to drop out of the race to start consolidating their support, given what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think it's my role to tell other people when they should get out. It's too big of a sacrifice and investment by people and their supporters to be running for president for someone to come in and say, hey, you ought to get out.
Yeah.
But I hope it continues to consolidate and it becomes at some point a two-person race. But even then, I think Donald Trump is the prohibitive figure.
We didn't cut him off. We didn't pull a fight. Oh, he's about to endorse Trump. Cut him off. We did not cut Romney off. He was about to say Trump is a prohibitive favorite. And he's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Why haven't you endorsed the candidate, she says. It's the kiss of death. Think about that. Your legacy, governor, ran for president, and ended up being a senator. I mean, he's covered the gamut. And Romney says, if I endorse someone, it's the kiss of death. What a legacy. Liz Cheney, what a legacy. Adam Kinzinger, what a legacy. These rhino Republicans that have never represented us, what a legacy. Is it even worth having the interview with, to be honest with you? And think about this. He says, maybe I should endorse the person I like the least. That's Donald Trump. Why don't you, if it's a kiss of death, endorse Donald Trump? But he won't do it. Why won't, ask yourself this, why won't Romney just suck it up and say, for the good of the party, I'll endorse Donald Trump? Why doesn't he do it? Many other people have done it. They've grown up. Oh, we're going to talk about character? Same way we did with Mike Pence? Then he goes on, he says, Chris Christie has kept Trump from the debates. You believe that? Do you think Trump is afraid to debate Chunky? Nikki Haley's the only one with a shot, he says. But he goes on, he says this. I don't want to tell these other people what to do. It's too big of a sacrifice. Hey, question for you, Romney, and those that are from his ilk. Was it a sacrifice for Donald Trump? Who made the biggest sacrifice when it comes to the presidency? Well, at least we know this. Trump is the prohibitive favorite.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.